I don't like to say this, but it seems to me to be possibly real.
Oh, you might be right, because some of these paintings, though they are joyful, are not this year's paintings, they're older paintings, and I think it might be a coincidence to a certain extent. Not completely, but still a coincidence.
It might also be our particular attitudes at the moment.
Yes, which
that
makes
is,
us
we
like
bring to it an optimism that perhaps we didn't feel 3 years ago, even looking at the same work. Should it have been the same?
Well, of course, it cannot draw it.
Are we reading something into it there? Is that what you were about to say?
Well, I was starting to say that I can't make any comparisons between this exhibition and some which were years ago, last year, because I wasn't here. But I think I have to agree with you, because I don't see anything very enjoyable or pleasing or optimistic. At least the general tendency is not optimistic, because, for instance, if you think of all those, or try to think of all those pictures which are dealing with more or less abstract ideas, in one way or another related to all the misery of our age, you'll find that they are completely pessimistic as can be. It couldn't be worse. Some of those paintings are representing some ideas which are absolutely destructive.
Well, I don't want to go on record as subscribing to the fact that the entire program of contemporary art is pessimistic. It seems to me that there is perhaps a level of optimism in a lot of these paintings that may be overlooked. If we take a little longer range view of it and see, for instance, how much the artist has made today of just the sheer joy of color for its own sake, that is, bright colors and happy colors. In comparison to the old masters, for instance. I'm not saying that in every case where bright colors are used that the mood is happy or joyous, but seems to me at the level of sensuous pleasure that a good many of the contemporary artists really do take a genuine delight in their material, and the paintings look like they had a lot of fun when they were making them.
Well, and by using your colors, which you just mentioned, I think some of those pessimistics paintings become more joyful. It's peculiar to put joyful and pessimistic together, but this exhibition 2 years ago was completely discouraging as far as pessimism. It was pessimism turned to its worst, and it was very hard to take, which you don't have this time. Yes, some things are pretty sad and ugly, but as far as social, I mean, implication, but you can take them because it's the truth, and they haven't been over-twisted. And the colors give so much interest to the painting that sometimes you forget what they're trying to point at with their finger.
To cite a specific example of a painting, which seems to me is perhaps not a profound painting, but light and joyous in its content, is the picture by Arnold Blanche, who shows a mother and a father and a little boy going to a circus or a carnival. I believe it's called Tampa Fair. And he has the gaiety of the carnival with the balloons and banners and all, and seems to me that while this is not perhaps a too significant painting, its general attitude is one in which the artist has taken a delight in contemporary life.
I'm just wondering if we're confusing perhaps the brightness of the colors, the lightened palette, the refreshing attitude of a particular color, and then with the particular joy, the sensuous joy that you mentioned a moment ago, Richard, the person who's using the color. In other words, does the painting itself reflect that, or are we misconstruing the perhaps rather obvious joy that the person had who did the painting, but that the meaning and the significance of the painting itself, although in this example you just mentioned what I'm saying wouldn't hold true, but is it possible that the painting itself might have an entirely different meaning, that the vigor, that the vitality that we recognize in the use of these of these very bright colors, sometimes rather harsh colors, could not be entirely different from the pure joyousness or optimism as ordinarily attached to the use of bright colors. In other words, is there two?
Well, that seems to me to be essentially true, that contemporary art has accepted a fuller range color palette to work with, and it seems to me the full range of emotions or moods can be achieved with this palette. It doesn't go hand in hand that red or yellow or bright colors generally infer joyousness. And there has been, seems to me, a goodly number of artists who have chosen to portray in contemporary life the essential loneliness or sadness within this superficial activity, which outwardly has the appearance of what a wonderful time we're having, but perhaps maybe is not true at the more central part of our being.
Well, when I was referring to any optimistic or pessimistic impression, I was merely speaking about the idea which the specific painting was representing. As far as there was any idea, because some of the paintings are merely abstract and more or less ornamental, which seems to me that this is the trend of our art and the direction we are heading. But those paintings which are representing some idea are, to a major extent, I dare say they are pessimistic. The ideas they are representing, the social ideas. And
well, perhaps I think that in some specific cases, like for instance Guazmi's picture of the cotton picker, it is true that the picture there of the cotton picker is pessimistic in the view it presents, but seems to me that in a context of being aware of this unhappy situation, or perhaps unfortunate situation, where he contrasts, you remember, the very efficient stop sign that the highway department has placed against the seeming hopelessness of the cotton picker without any hope of ever reaching a higher station in life. He's contrasted this grim efficiency at one side against this other situation which we permit. And it is a pessimistic viewpoint, but isn't there a kind of good attitude in recognizing this situation? I mean, isn't it essentially healthy that we are aware of our shortcomings?
And you see, this painting also is a very interesting painting because of its colors, coming back to colors again. And I think, though it is pessimistic, you're not overcome by the pessimism of it. You understand it, you feel it, and sympathize, but you don't feel completely pushed down by it. And maybe what there is in general is that you feel so often the painter go within himself and try to show that he is thinking or withdrawing a little from the general turmoil. I was very impressed by this picture by Adler, which has a title of that kind, something of within myself, something, which is done in like an old cathedral window, painted window, and has a lot of depth to it, which gives a peaceful feeling, though very nothing bright about it. But I think you find it in many other of the paintings which you call pessimistic. It's not a general opinion.
Perhaps this might be a good time, especially in relation to this painting you just mentioned by Samuel Adler, To Thine Own Self, which is quite a bit of introspection. It might be timely to bring up the point which thus far has already occupied a number of conversations and I think at least two panel discussions, plus a talk by Mr. Feitelson, to the graduate students at the YMCA, and that is this problem of communication. Perhaps this optimism or pessimism is directly related to the extent and to the type of communication that is inherent in each one of these works. For example, Adler's To Thine Own Self, as you just heard Natalie say, gives to her a certain type of feeling. Of course, that feeling is in part due to the colors, obviously, and to the formal structure and to the plastic relationship. Well, now, what besides that will contribute to the communication, and to what extent is the artist responsible for communicating anything tangibly, such as Guathme did in his painting, obviously setting up a relationship between this, the very grim situation, although beautiful in the picture, but grim situation socially of the cotton picker as against this machine symbol of the highway sign. In other words, is that type of communication in which the painting itself is the medium of expressing, or through which is expressed by the artist, a comment, in this instance social, to what extent is that type of communication necessary? Do you believe that communication, as far as the visual arts are concerned, refer to that and to that alone, or to that at all?
You mean to social problems?
Yes. Mm-hmm. In other words, to what extent does communication enter into the visual arts?
I believe we are putting much too much emphasis on the ideas which we try to find behind the paintings, and I think we are neglecting the point of enjoying the painting by itself, just by the composition of colors and the beauty in the painting. We really shouldn't try to find so much thought and so much problems in it.
In other words, we have a tendency not to accept it as a work of art, but to try to find some deeper significance.
Yes, we probably, every one of us has too much sort of psychological training or something like that.
I think perhaps that this is true, that we do overbalance our response in on the side of looking for meanings in the pictures, but on the other hand, there are some artists today that are aware of social situations and conditions even of individuals within our society, and they do make this their content and their subject matter. And if we miss this or are not willing to look at this in the painting, seems to me we're not having a relevant attitude to the painting. That we mustn't lean over backwards to see the colors and the shapes, which are true, do exist, and are beautiful for their own sake.
In other words, the content which the paintings profess to have may be something which is just understood through the sensibilities of the beholder, and it may be something which requires more intellectual activity. And if it is the latter, then we have a right to go deeper and deeper into the painting and expect it to give us meanings over and above those which are readily apparent. You have been listening to a tape-recorded festival forum, another in a series of programs in cooperation with the University of Illinois' Festival of Contemporary Arts. Heard on today's broadcast were Natalie Toman, assistant in the French department, Helmut Reischer, graduate in architecture department, and Richard Flanders Smith, assistant in the art department. Your moderator was Lee Chesney. Listen next Monday to another festival forum. This program was produced by Rosalind Biasen. This is the University of Illinois Radio Service.